Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Good day today, and we're kind of in the middle of a short week. We're getting ready to head down to Tampa to play the Bucs in our last preseason game, so we're trying to get prepared for that, but we're also at the same time pointing toward the Houston game and trying to get focused on that as well. We do have a few decisions still to make in terms of the roster, and then also guys are playing for opportunities here and everywhere else. So there's a lot at stake going forward, and but really trying to focus on having a good practice day today and tomorrow, and then go play the game on Saturday. So what questions do you have?
Did it feel a little weird, no fans out there?
Yeah, it did. It did. It felt kind of quiet. You know, it's kind of the we have a saying, BYOE, right? Bring your own energy. Bring your own enthusiasm. So we had to do that today. Then they got the dirt out here. You know, they got to get the – I tell you, this is the greatest organization ever, right? Not only do they resod the fields, they resod the side grass. You know, this is – Steve Bisciotti's the best.
John, obviously the left guard battle has been something we've been talking a lot about. Do you feel any better about that pending decision now as we get closer to the end?
Absolutely. I think we got a good handle on all of it. All, you know, guys have all played well, and we're still rotating guys you saw in the last game. We moved some guys around and got them working in some different spots, so we'll continue to do that probably through the last preseason game because that's the way it goes during the season. But we'll probably wait to make any kind of like announcements. If we do before the first game, we'll make them after the next game with respect, you know, for what we have to do Saturday night.
Do you think that that position is, once it's solved before week one, that it's solved for the season, or do you think that it's something that could be a competition midway through?
You know, that's a great question. I think when you go in, you know, planning it for it to be settled. I mean, you know, that's what you want. You want it to go well, and you want those guys to be cohesive and work together and become a unit, but also with the ability for guys to plug in and not have any kind of drop off or any change at all. So really we're working for all that stuff. So I think the answer to your question is, yeah, we want it to work. You know, we want it to be great, but we'll also be working for all the variables.
You got Brock Yassin and other corners back on the field today. You feel like obviously good about them being back and the amount of time they have to ramp up for week one?
I do. I think they've got to go to work. You know, they've got to keep picking up speed and all those kind of things, get their technique honed. That's a lot of time to be out. But by the same time, they were in great shape before. So and they've been in all the meetings. They've been in the walkthroughs. So they should be up to speed mentally. So I feel really good about where they're at.
John, we didn't see Anders out there. Is he dealing with any kind of injury thing?
Nothing serious. He's just he's dealing with something that we're kind of working through right now.
Yeah. I know we've asked you week to week, but do you anticipate Lamar Jackson playing this last preseason game at all?
You know, he wants to. I can tell you that much. So that's really all I have to say about that. Is that what Forrest Gump said? That's really all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. A Forrest Gump quote.
And JK's been out there, where it's been a week or so now. What have you seen out of him, and how important is he got his ramp up for seeing that process?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we're going to want to see JK. I mean, JK's looked fast out there. He's looked good. Give him more and more work here in the next 2 weeks. I think he's going to be taking tons of reps and getting ready to go. He's not going to play in the last preseason game. You know, he probably wouldn't do it anyway, you know, based on what happened last time. So he'll be ready to go in the regular season, and we'll get him ready.
John, you've talked about how hard you saw Bateman work to come back. Mm-hmm. What were maybe a couple of the signs that you saw along the way that made you say, I think this is going well, I see his dedication?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. He cared so much. I guess that'd probably be, if you're going to say a sign, quote unquote, he just cared so much. And there was some emotional roller coaster. He'd probably tell you that. You know, there's some emotional roller coaster through that whole process. And he had to kind of deal with that, and only an individual can deal with it himself. You can't do anything for him that way. But he kept fighting, he kept working, he looks really good out there, and I'm expecting him to have a real great season.
I think Gino and Shamar also
were
not.
Shamar has a sprained ligament in his knee. It's a multiple week kind of deal, so you won't see him Saturday. Gino's okay, just got a little sore with the ankle, so we just kind of held him out today. It's a very fair question, but I don't know the answer. I think this is kind of what we expect them to be back. That was what the conversation was all along. But, you know, how it is, it's always challenging. It's never easy. I'm just happy that he's back and he's practicing, and he'll be ready to go.
Thanks, John. we know they haven't been here too long, but Clowney and Darby, how have they looked now with a few practices under their belt? And do you want to see them in the last preseason game, like either one of them?
You know, I do, yeah, honestly. And you know, those guys are talking to me like they want to go. But we got to talk about that kind of as a staff and organization. Also, the player weighs in, you know, what's best for them to be ready for the first game. And, you know, I don't know that we'll make those decisions on some of those either or guys until probably, you know, Friday, Saturday.
All right.
Well, good. Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.